welcome to the Pocket Gamer Podcast, episode 186. I'm the host, Will Wilson, and with me, joining me on this sporting occasion, is Peter Wellington in the Velodrome.
Hi, bicycles are going round really fast.
It's great atmosphere out there, Peter. I can hear the crowd from where I'm sitting on the moon. How does it feel to be a part of history?
I'll be honest with you, it does feel rather fantastic. The smell of burning rubber really has got me all worked up for a fantastic podcast.
You sound quite erotically charged, Peter.
it's the bicycles, Will.
Well, also joining me live from the Aquatic Centre is Keith Andrew.
Yeah, if you think I'm doing one of those voices, you got nothing coming.
Do you feel really the spirits of the games has really pervaded every bone and every atom of your sporting body?
I guess so, yeah. I did actually buy the Olympic game yesterday.
You bought the game? That's called cheating.
The game. Yeah, I bought the game.
Oh, you bought the game. The official game of the games.
The official game of the games. It's
it
not
good?
Very good. No, it's not very good at all. But it's not very good in a very amusing way. It's like splashing my way, trying to splash down, do the butterfly, and then watching the replay back as it basically looks like I'm making love to the water. It's quite amusing. You know, it's absolutely, things have not moved on in that genre of Olympic games. It's quite a small genre, I guess.
Daley Thompson, pretty much.
Yeah,
got the goals.
Track and fields.
Track and fields, good.
I liked
Winter Olympic Games by Epics.
I liked Barcelona '92. It's US gold, was it?
Yeah, of course it'll be US gold. They put loads of rubber.
They did that one where you were on the beach and you have to kick a tiny little sack made of
California games. Balls.
That's it. Welcome. This isn't a sporting podcast. This is, of course, the iPhone and iPad gaming podcast.
You can't actually. We shouldn't actually have made reference to a certain sporting occasion.
We didn't, though, did we? I didn't say it at all.
Well, I did.
Oh, but you were referring to the official game of the game.
That's true. Which I am sponsored by today. So
we're Team GB of the podcast world. If you only have Pocket Gamer Podcast, and we'll be walking you through these games. So let's go. On your marks, swim.
News.
Yeah. First up this week is we have a new comment system. I know. Everyone can stop emailing me now about how they can't log in because our old comment system was rubbish. But now, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, actually. I'll probably have to toe the company line and say our old comment system was absolutely fantastic and none of us had any bad thing to say about it. It's only now we've completely revamped it. So yes, now you can log in with Facebook and Twitter and not have to deal with, let's say, a slightly broken...
What about MySpace?
I may need to talk to you about MySpace after this podcast.
What about my LiveJournal account? Can I not use that?
Yeah, we'll include that in the speech. Also, Friends Reunited. And Ping. And Google Plus. But yes, so you can now just, literally, you just click the login button. You can say, I don't want to sign up for another site. I want to just log in by Twitter or Facebook. And then there'll be a permission, which is basically so that we can link the two sites together, and then you basically just post. Change the username doesn't work that well. The changing of the username, as I've found, I've alerted the tech team. It just sort of works. You can, it's so easy to log in now. What's hilarious is that we've got a lot more comments, but about 50% of them have been other members of staff who've hated the previous comment system, all realizing that now they can comment and not have to deal with it. So everyone's really active at the moment. So if you want to talk to one of the Pod Gamer staff or crack really bad puns, then you can do so without with the knowledge that one of us will read and probably reply, which is always good. So we've
Did I tell you I got an email the other day from a reader?
No.
I got an email the other day from a reader.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. And they were like, and I was chatting with them. It was lovely. Yeah, it was really good. So now I'll be able to chat with them on the forum because it'll be much. Jesus, not the forum. I'll be able to chat with them on the
to the forum. Yeah. No, don't listen to Beta. Ignore the forum. There's no.
So that'd be lovely. So as a little shout out to Aces High, there you go.
Aces High, yeah.
Aces High, quality commenter. So join him and us.
That's quite a hard thing to say, quality commenter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So join in, jump into sports, jump into the PG comment system, live coverage. Every minute of every day forever. Talking of sport, we also set up an Applympics.
Oh yes. I found that hard to say.
Applympics.
Yeah, I kept wanting to put an O in there, so it was kind of Apo.
Apolympic. No, that sounds very close to something else.
Legal team. Yeah.
Yep. They're in my, earpiece. So Applympics 2012, it's our new initiative. It's sort of a fun little voting thing where we pick 8 games that we believe are the best in their respective genres. I say genres, what I mean is a sort of group of games which are sort of like games in another event that's taking place. So we have like the running game. And we have the shooting games. So they're not really. And fighting games. Fighting games is kind of a genre. So, but yeah, they're sort of loosely tied into events that are happening at a certain thing. And it's your task to vote on your favorite one. If you want. You don't have to. There's no big prize or grand award. But yeah.
It's a bit of fun.
It's just a bit of fun.
Get involved.
So yeah, our Facebook page is hosting the polls. And it's also got the place where you need to vote. So if you want to get involved, then pop along to our Facebook page, get through all of our RSS feed rubbish, which we are also changing soon, so you'll be glad with that. I probably shouldn't have said that either.
Everything on the site is just rubbish at the moment, isn't it?
Well, it's because I know there's loads of really great changes coming up, so I'm kind of getting frustrated that they're not there now, if you get what I mean. I'm sure it's not that bad. But it's just that I know there's a lot of really good stuff around the corner. So, so get onto our Facebook page. Like us, because you do like us, surely. Come on, we're not that bad. And then get voting for your favorite game. If you want a secret tip, you can actually vote more than once.
What?
It's not a serious voting thing. It's for fans.
It's like a Banana Republic.
I think it's better because if someone has the most dedicated fans, they'll be the people that will want to do that and game the system. You get what I mean?
We'll see. If David Cameron introduces that in the next election, then we'll see if we agree. Tories are just more dedicated. They turn up to that ballot box twice. You know. I'm all for it, actually, now I think about it. Yeah.
So you can always vote more than once. There's no rule against it. We're not bothered. You can do that. It's not. You haven't found a secret thing. We found that early on. When Rich actually put 5 votes down for WWE for the best fight game.
He likes wrestling.
He just likes wrestling.
Yeah.
And if you notice, it's called the Applympics. So that means, because we picked a pun, it means it's just mobile games. So I know someone was disappointed because they wanted few more portable games on there, and that made the list, it made the voting quite interesting, that's for sure. But we've kept it as mobile only, Android and iOS, mainly iOS, but there's a few Android gems in there as well. So yeah, get on down.
Is it a party somewhere or something? What?
It is, it's a party, it's a celebration of gaming.
It's a party of apps.
There's a party in my face right now because I've just seen what the next story is.
Well, you should know.
I wrote the notes. Can anyone else guess what the next story is?
I can.
Go on then.
Go on. No, I said that too early. I'm just going by the order you've written, so.
Go on then. What is it?
Is it something to do with something called the iPhone.
It is certainly something to do with something called the iPhone. Basically, everyone has decided that they being Apple, will reveal the iPhone 5 on September the 12th.
Do you have a noise for that?
Probably going to put the ding in, yeah.
I think so. Well, that's a lovely date, isn't it? So, pleased about that.
I'm quite happy with that date, yeah.
So, they reveal it on the 12th, and then it's available on the 21st, so people yeah. say.
It's quite nicely done, because 21 is the mirror image of 20, of 12. If the mirror were between the 1 and the 2. No.
Yeah. And it's the year 2012.
Oh my god. This is a big old conspiracy then.
This is the whole Mayan thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
The iPhone will end the world. That's a headline. Rumour.
Rumour. Should we get one of John's sources to confirm
that? Oh, poor John. Only he can hear them. Not even the doctor can hear them.
Well, yes. So there we go. I mean, like, there's been so many. And they all came out at once as well. Like,
I think,
Hunter buses.
I think what we can say is there's going to be another iPhone. So. Well, but I think it's in the quandary about what it's going to be called now. Aren't people saying they're going to do, like, a new iPad and it's going to be called the new iPhone? Did I see someone tweeting about that this week? Is it going to be iPhone 5 or is it going to be the new iPhone?
It'll be iPhone. If they go new iPhone, that will cause so much market confusion. Like,
yeah, I think iPad did really, didn't it? It's a bit.
It did, and that was bad enough. And there's only three of those. Like, yeah, no, it's got to be sort of something else, or like iPhone subtitle, or you know,
iPhone 360. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to see this thing. I'm sick of all the rumors and stuff like that, and. I just want to see what it does now. Like, I just want to see if... Because are we right in thinking that this is basically going to be the first one that's not had its blueprint laid down by Jobs?
Well, yeah.
Should be, yeah.
Although there was... I mean, it's tricky to know, actually, because the whole thing about 4S, it was all quite complicated. It never really came out, but there were lots of sites talking rumors about how both were kind of developed in tandem. And 4S was only going to be meant to be a kind of short stopover, but then they had trouble and 5 got pushed back, so it became its own thing. So it's interesting. I mean, there was pictures leaked, well, supposed pictures of a supposed iPhone 5 hit the, which were quite boring, really.
Had a grill at the bottom.
It didn't look particularly exciting, did it? It didn't look like they're kind of pushing it on anymore. It's kind of, they're almost cloning themselves now. They'll take themselves to court.
That'd be an interesting one for the lawyers.
They'll win and lose, yeah.
They'll have to wear, like, half suits. So, like, one half is grey, the other half is dark blue or something.
And turn around.
Yeah, and use their other hand, like, the left hand is the accuser.
And do silly voices.
Yeah. That'd be pretty good. I'd watch that. So that's quite a few sources confirming that at exactly the same time. And they're good sites as well. So All Things D, for instance, they're usually quite correct with, unlike a certain Mr. Jordan, with their sources when it comes to Apple launches. I feel bad actually ratting on John, because it was only a day out anyway. but anyway, yes, so All Things D have confirmed it. I more has confirmed it. The Verge has talked about it. So, you know, we're all pretty sure it's going to be revealed on September the 12th.
But wait, there's iPod rumours as well, the iPod Touch rumours.
Yeah, there's meant to be also the iPod Touch 5th Gen released, will be unveiled on the same event. The rumours about the iPod, well, they've got to refresh the iPod Touch soon, surely.
Yeah, I know, it just means, it's terrible at the moment, actually.
You need to just get rid of yours, mate.
It's a 4. I mean, now it refuses to download any apps unless it's plugged into iTunes. It just sits there doing nothing. It's sad. It's iOS that does it.
Get rid of it.
Throw it out the window.
Throw it out the window. Do it.
It's in immaculate condition, actually. But...
Sell it. Sell it and buy some...
It's not mine.
Kittens.
It's bug gamers. They might get a bit peed off.
No.
Oh, yeah, I sold that. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, but the rumours about the iPad mini have dropped down again. I wonder why. Maybe because it was all false. Well,
I don't know. I still think it'll happen. I still think it happens. But
well, I've been wrong quite a few times in the past with Apple.
It's one of those things like you kind of say that they'll definitely have spoken about, and it depends whether someone with knowledge of the situation, as they always kind of refer to, has like been there when they've been talking about it and thought, all right, I'll tell a site this, and actually it's not actually happening, they've just had a chat about it, or whether it's actually something they've actually worked on doing. But the thing is, the kind of things they're doing, I wouldn't be surprised if they do. So, but I mean, you never know. Everyone has been waiting now for like a year and a half for this apps on Apple TV to happen, and everyone's been sure each time, oh, it's going to be this time, they're going to announce it this time, and there's no doubt that they're doing it, but it just hasn't been announced. So I wouldn't be surprised if iPad Mini, you know, if they're working on it a bit, it might not be imminent. Yeah.
Also in the news this week, well, you know, we're just talking about magic devices such as the iPad. Well, now let's talk about Magic the Gathering, because the creator of Magic the Gathering, Richard Garfield, has teamed up with the designers of Ascension, which is it's a good card game on iOS, and they're going to make a new game called Soulforge together. That's Soul as in the sun, as in S-O-L, and Forge as in a forge or forgy. This is confusing. Soulforge, because it's all one word. This is quite an exciting thing for trading card game fans, because or collectible card game fans, depending on how you want to say it, CCGs or TCGs. Ascension was designed by ex Magic the Gathering tournament champions. So obviously it's, you know, it's quite a well-balanced card game. So these two are quite interesting. So they've started up a Kickstarter to fund it, and it's going to be digital only. It's going to involve evolving cards and other such things, but it won't involve, I don't think it's going to involve Playdeck, who did Ascension, which interesting. No one else finds that interesting. literally on my own here.
Ironically, James wrote the story, so he probably would, but he's not here.
I've said it before, I'll say it again, I'm not interested in card games until they do A. A new Star Trek CCG on iOS, or B, they do, and everyone who's listening will agree with me, they do SNK versus Capcom Card Fighters Clash on iOS, and at that point, sign me up.
I like Uno.
Oh my god. So yes, they're looking to raise $250,000 before September 10th, so they've got a month. It sounds interesting. You can even go for dinner with the creator of Magic if you pledge a lot.
Well, they're all doing that now, aren't they?
They basically all do that, yeah. Kickstarter should just be renamed Dinner Date Maker.
Are you going to do it? Are you going to get it?
No, I'll use a professional excuse.
Well, you don't want to involve yourself.
Yeah, I'm in the industry, and so I do not want to be.
It's like a wildlife documentary. You can't save that deer when it's about to be eaten.
So, yes, the final news story this week that I've picked out. I actually cut some news stories from my original notes because I thought we'd run on too long. But actually,
foolish.
It was a good time. Especially as 10 minutes was just me pretending we were at the
sporting event.
Temple Run is 1 year old, or 1 year old, tomorrow, which is interesting. No, but can you imagine how many downloads, without looking at my story, it has made or done in a year?
I can imagine, because I had to write it up as well, but I won't spoil the surprise.
99 million.
That's very close.
Oh.
100 million.
Wow.
So, it's essentially created a genre as well. The 3D Endless Runner. Touch Arcade called it the behind-the-shoulder, running-down-corridors, turning-right genre. Also, and I was reading their story of one of the other games in the genre. I was like, that's not the name of the genre. How can that's a whole sentence.
Does that form an acronym that sounds good? I don't know. I can't work it out. Running down. No.
No. I mean, it was a bit weird. It wasn't that long, but it was like behind the shoulder viewed behind Racer or something bizarre.
Let's just call them Temple Runners.
It's just a 3D Endless Runner. That's it. Easy, simple. Case closed.
You know? Friendless Runner.
Friendless Runner.
Friendless Runner. 3D Endless Runner.
3ER.
Threnless Runner, yeah.
Or
just gradually combine again, it'll be just Threnless Runner.
This isn't 1984, Keith. so, yes, 3D Endless Runner. And it has claimed 54,000 hours of humanity's life.
Jeez.
I know, it's stank. and it's been played by 11% of all Brits, 13% of all Americans, 20% of all Singaporeans. That was the biggest like proportion, which means, as I've noted in my news story, that it's probably a pretty good way of starting a conversation with a stranger, because you've got a 1 in 10 chance.
There might be other things you could talk about.
No.
Temple Run.
To be fair, though, I mean, like, I've been known to watch like one episode of a TV show I know is crap, but I've watched it anyway just so, because I know that like anyone I meet, I'll be able to say one bit of information and be okay in the talk. You know,
it's like you watch Top Gear so you can talk about it down the pub or something. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm thinking more X Factor, which is awful. Yeah, look, that keeps.
It wasn't very good last year, actually. It's all about The Voice.
I watched one of them as well.
The what?
The Voice.
Oh, Peter!
With the times?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. You see, this is what I avoid!
You should only watch the ones where the chairs turn around, otherwise it's not interesting.
What on earth are you talking about? Honestly, I don't have a TV license, so I don't watch TV, okay? And like I went around a friend's house the other day and turned it he put the television on, and it was like daytime television, and I felt like I was like 90 years old and I'd been transported like 50 years into the future. I just felt so flustered, like Golden Balls? What is Golden Balls? Like, ridiculous. Like, what is going on? They don't. And what's The Voice? Isn't Pop Idol still on?
No.
Right, okay.
For about 5, 6, 7 years.
I think Keith was letting you down gently there.
Yeah, by laughing really hard. Yeah,
yeah. I didn't know that Pop Idol wasn't on either. But
when it comes
to things that aren't in the public eye, I don't care about them. Yeah, I just exactly. Like only know like the minimum amount of information required to not have Keith laugh like that.
You bought Michelle McManus's album. We all know it.
I have no idea who she is.
And she's the reason why Pop Idol isn't on anymore.
So yes, back to Temple Run. Have you heard of the game, by the way? Yes, yeah, see? Perfect conversation starter.
That's about Angry Birds, really, shouldn't you?
Well, it's too
obvious. More people have played Angry Birds than actually live on this earth, so...
It's too obvious, Angry Birds.
Oh, you're a bit more, I see, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Depends on which crowd you hang with, though. Yeah.
Well, strangers, it would appear.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah. Well, anyway, 68% of all downloads occurred on iOS, 30% on Android, and Amazon is the one that makes it. I don't think that counts as a separate system. Makes up the remaining 2%. But to celebrate, Imanji has put all its older titles on sale, as in they're now free. Damn it. They're all now free for a limited amount of time. So you can pick up the best line drawing game on the App Store, Harbor Master. That's without the U because it's the American spelling. For free. And I recommend that you do. If you have the iPad version.
It's good.
iPad version is superb. I like it. The iPhone one's a little bit harder, I find, because the screen's a bit smaller. Well, the iPad one, there's so much cargo, so little time. But anyway, so they're all on sale. So that's good. That's nice. We gave it a bronze award.
Well, what, Temple Run?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say I'm not that keen on this whole genre.
I like the genre. I like Temple Run. But it's not, you know.
I prefer 2D ending.
70's right. I mean, I'm not disagreeing there.
Yeah.
It's pick up and playable, isn't it? Essentially.
Though. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's really one of those. One of those games you foul up and you within 2 seconds you're doing it again, so it's kind of...
Yeah.
It's also one of those games that a lot of people bring up in conversation when they're trying to pick up.
Do, yeah. Well, I've tried it a few times. Hey, babe. Can I buy you a drink? Oh, is that a phone? Have you got Temple Run on it? I love that game.
You should just walk around playing it in bars. You should.
Have you seen this? It's a crazy game. It's mad. I can't get my head around it. Can you help me? That would be the most inept introduction ever. Anyway, so let's move on from the newsroom, which I again forgot to paint a picture of. But that's all right. I'll paint it when I'm not doing the podcast. We will go on to the new releases roundabout. This week on the new releases, we're train drivers with the Justice League fighting Judge Dredd and Commander Jack.
Yeah. I didn't realize you put music to that, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
What?
What?
But you just did it, yeah.
Did you not hear my version?
I've only listened to two of these podcasts.
I did an a cappella version.
I should listen to last week's, really. That was very good.
Yeah, that was good. That was very good, actually. It was fun.
It was so good that James is now recovering.
Yeah.
But he'll be back next week. Yes, this week's new release.
You could carry on in that voice, then.
This voice. Anyway, so what is out this week? My midweek releases roundup this week on the site was a bit crap. I've got to say, I got schooled by a few readers because I missed out a few titles. So we're going to race through it because there's a couple of extras that aren't listed. So Agent Dash, talking of endless runners, Agent Dash is out this week from Full Fat, makers of Flick Golf Extreme, Keith.
Are any balls in this one?
You've got to have balls of steel to get far.
Yeah, this looks good. It looks better. It looks better than Temple Run.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It looks quite fun. You got a silver.
Fast.
You got a silver award recently.
There you go.
From Harry.
And we know what we're talking about.
We do know what we're talking about. So we recommend that over Temple Run.
It's one nuke. Yep.
It looks good. I mean, look, graphics.
It does.
It is fast, isn't it?
What is that a license or is that an IP they've made themselves?
No, it's an IP they made themselves.
That's very good. Disney couldn't have that. Agent Dash.
You'd have to call him Agent John Dash. You know, not going for alliteration at all.
Dash the alligator. Yeah.
That is out now. Is it free or is it 69p?
Almost looks a bit wipeouty when he's got the backpack on him. Actually, and he's flying. It's a bit F-Zero kind of.
It does really good.
Mm.
And it's an end of. I should explain what it is. It's a 3D endless runner in the same vein as Temple Run, but instead of running away from monkeys, you're a secret agent running across various locales, and it sort of develops. It goes from the English countryside to the jungle and various other areas, and you get to shoot as well while you're running. It looks really good. It looks like a really well-produced cartoon that you would occasionally see about 10 years ago, and you'd turn on and go, oh, you know what, this cartoon's quite good. But yes, there you go. It's out now for free. So check it out. I'm going to do it. Monster Life is also out this week. This is Game Loft's latest attempt at getting your money through ulterior motives. And it is They're going to hate me for describing it like that, aren't they? It's essentially a game that is a little bit like Pokemon meets Farmville, in that you have these different kinds of paper monsters and you have to help them, breed them, you know, feed them, love them. And you also have to manage a town.
Is there any gameplay in this trailer?
Nope.
Oh.
And
that's frustrating.
And yeah, so you take care of... I mean, the graphics look lovely. And there's also battling, turn-based battles against the evil meanies. And of course, you've got to upgrade your creatures and level them up and evolve them, no doubt. There's always evolving involved. It must really annoy the creationists when they put Pokemon. Charmander, but he just appear!
Yeah, your Pokemon is evolving.
No, it's not. It was designed this way.
Stop it. No, no, no. Press B.
It's intelligent design.
So anyway, enough insulting and religious group.
you might have just offended half our listenership there. But, yeah.
So you evolve creatures and all this. I mean, the graphics are lovely. It does, however, sound very similar to me. I mean, I think this is a case of bad timing rather than Gameloft deliberately setting out to copy another. Not that they ever do set out to copy another game. But it comes like a few days after Outernauts arrived on Facebook, which is Insomniac Games' Pokemon meets Farmville, which also was pretty good, actually. We gave it a silver award, which is probably our highest ever award to a Facebook game.
I didn't even know we reviewed Facebook games.
Don't normally, but I mean, this one was... I mean, Insomniac are Resistance and Ratchet & Clank developers. And I mean, you could see instantly from the artwork that they're a top quality outfit. Like
is it coming to mobile?
No, they're good. I mean, they went to Facebook. I imagine it'll come to mobile eventually. But
I mean, is it going to come across?
Soon, I'd imagine.
Facebook's 2009.
I think it's interesting that I started playing that game. And I mean, it's the same with actually, in a lesser extent, Sims Social on Facebook. You know you're playing a game which has got a lot of people making it behind it. Because, I mean, it has a full orchestral soundtrack. Great script, really tight. I mean, like, these are minor things in the course of as a whole, but I mean, like, but they all really, really account for a lot more than their constituent parts when they're up against games like Farmville, which literally has three sound effects.
They look like modern games as opposed to old games with modern visuals. Like,
anyway, so yes, Monster Life is out now. It's for free. I might try that for next week because I think it looks okay, actually, to be honest. Anyway, Cafe International is also out by Application Systems Heidelberg Software. Not the most catchiest of names here, development company there. Yes, it is based on the 1989 hit German board game. It sold over 1 million copies. I've never played it, though. I've never even heard of it.
I like this kind of stuff.
Me or you?
You.
I know. I know.
They're always German, aren't they?
Well, Germany's a massive board gaming nation.
Explain to me history-wise how that happens.
Someone smuggled a copy of... No, I'm not going to... I don't... It's just they're more sociable, I guess.
That'd make an interesting paper, wouldn't it? I think you should write that for me.
So the German market really loves strategy games that I like, and they like board games which I like.
Are you German?
Basically, I must be German.
Will Wilson. Drives a Volkswagen.
BMW? Why does it have to be Volkswagen?
This has got two V's. No, it's one a V and a W in it. They don't have W, do they? Well, they do, but they don't say it like that. Interesting, isn't it? Are we still under running? Because this is why I'm saying things like this.
No, we're not anymore. Thanks, Keith. It's 99 is Cafe Internet. It's a board game, before everyone wonders what it is.
Should it be Caf International? Caf?
Caf. No, Cafe.
I'm down to Caf. Caf's Caf.
Cafe. Cafe International, $2.99. What is out this week? Chicken Raid by FDG Entertainment. They've been sending us a lot of emails about this game. I know.
Like their logo.
Like FDG's logo.
Yep.
It's pretty good. It's a physics puzzler, but there are catapults involved. You basically explode structures, I'm guessing with your fingers, to kill evil birds.
So it's a more direct Angry Birds.
Yeah. This looks a bit more like my game. Not game I made, obviously. What's the one I like?
Red Funny.
Siege Hero. In the way that you're kind of But it looks like a blatant rip, actually.
Yeah. I'm not sure why they're pushing this quite so hard.
Well, it's because it's so original, and games like this don't happen very often. So.
It's in a lifetime.
It doesn't look awful, actually. It just looks very kind of
derivative.
Lifted from several games.
What happens when I read app descriptions is that there's certain things that set off my alarm bells of how good your game is. I'm talking to developers here. One of them is putting an original soundtrack. Because if that's a feature.
I only ever play games that have the same soundtrack as other games, don't you?
You have a licensed soundtrack and or copy a soundtrack from somewhere else. yes, but it not only says it's got an original soundtrack, but it also has an original soundtrack with an original tune composed for the game called Chicken Song.
Oh, I've got to buy it now. Yeah. That sold it to me.
That started the klaxon. That wasn't even the bells. Angry Chickens, otherwise known as Siege Chicken, is out now for $6.99.
Or
79 euros.
Euro
cents. That's true.
Euro cents.
Yeah. Well, I can't say cents again.
Is that what they call it? Is it cents?
It's cents, euros.
It's crazy Europeans.
Centless.
Might be calling it anything soon.
I was tempted to crack a European political joke there, but I'm not going to. So Justice League, Earth's Final Defense is up next. Justice League, as everyone will know, is a collection of judges, famous judges. I want Gilmore here, because this is more of a thing that would annoy him, I feel. It's going to annoy you. Okay, good. Yep. A collection of famous judges from the 19th and 18th century who have all banded perfect judicial system.
I would play that.
They're always fighting against the establishment because the establishment control the current judicial systems. It's a race against time. And there's a boy named Colin who is wrongfully accused of murder and they've got to solve the crime.
I would rather play that than this, to be honest.
Good. That's good, yeah. So,
now for... Go on.
So the Justice League is the Earth's greatest superheroes, basically. Superman, Batman, John Jaws, the Martian Manhunter, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, The Flash, and the Green Lantern.
He's not in the game.
He's not, is he? And the game looks like... what was it called? Was it X-Men Origins? What was the top-down Diablo like?
Oh, I know which one you mean, yeah.
Yeah, and Marvel... There was a Marvel one as well. It was called something like Marvel Superheroes or something.
It looks more to me like just a behind-the-shoulder sort of action RPG. I guess that's what you mean, to be honest.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's a sort of like Baldur's Gate kind of...
Alliance sort of thing.
Yeah. And it stars the greatest superheroes ever. And I'll be...
This, Peter Willington.
Sure.
Why does Superman need anyone else?
Because Superman has several... weaknesses, even though people think that he doesn't. First one is
rain.
He's
cake. I'm not going to save the world.
he he can be turned by evil, basically. And there was a really awesome time in, I think it was the 90s, when Superman, after Superman died, spoilers, he turned dark. And he needs to be kept in check every once in a while. And the only person who can do that is Batman, who's part of the group. But Batman's basically a psychopathic. I mean, he's a psycho, essentially, so he needs other people as well. But and obviously there's like the kryptonite stuff, and Superman can't be everywhere. He's like the most, one of the other sort of storylines is that basically Superman is so in demand that they need the Justice League to exist, because the Justice League need to take on stuff together when Superman's off in alternate universes and, you know, finding out that his planet's not destroyed.
Who would win a fight between Superman and Dr. Manhattan?
Which one's Dr. Manhattan? Is that the blue guy from The Watchmen?
Yeah.
I'd say Dr. Manhattan, because I'm indie like that.
Well, anyway, so that's Justice League Earth's Final Defense. It is out now for £1.99 or $2.99.
I prefer the Super Best Friends, I have to say. But
I'll tell you what I prefer. Judge Dredd, Countdown Sector 106. It's a new game book by Tin Man Games, who you might remember do all the cool game books on iOS. And, you know, it is based on Judge Dredd, who is, it's 2000 AD, their key man. Although, actually, I enjoyed Rogue Trooper a bit more. Because my brother had about 100, 200 copies in like Judge Dredd books, so I read them all. But like, yeah, Rogue Trooper was my favourite.
I always preferred Nicolai Dante.
Really?
Yeah, Keith reminds me of Nicolai Dante, actually.
I don't know if that's insult or...
No, it's not an insult. Go Google him.
You were both talking about things way outside my...
Judge Dredd is really good because it's acidic social commentary on a lot of the books. Also, he's not a hero. He's evil, essentially.
Does he put on a special little outfit?
No, he wears a judge's outfit. It may just be a little bit different from a normal judge's outfit, but...
Any character that puts on a special little outfit that either resembles...
He doesn't put on an outfit. He only has one outfit.
An insect or a bat or... Also, anything they wouldn't wear to Tesco's, so I'd lose interest in.
Well, he basically just wears, you know, law enforcement uniform, but slightly more sort of imperialistic. So it has like eagles on his shoulder.
Does he put it on especially though? That's why, because you know.
No, he doesn't take it off.
People who save the world in reality don't run off to put on a special costume.
No, but he doesn't take it off.
He's not saving the world.
He's just literally.
So you're saying he's quite smelly then?
Justice.
You're saying he's got body odor. Is that what you're saying?
Saying he's a bit more of a complicated character than your normal spandex wearing superhero. He has no superpowers either. But yes, yeah, so I'm guessing this is going to be, because I haven't played it yet, and this is something I'm actually quite interested in, because it's going to be, if it's anything like the comics, which I'd imagine it is, it'll be quite a moral quandary, also amoral and possibly even immoral. They're quite sort of they're very good books. Some of the actual comic collections, anyway. So that is out now for, and it's a game book, so it's not like a shooter or anything. It's like a choose your own adventure. It's out now for £2.99 or $4.99, which is quite expensive. Commando Jack. Oh, we've got to race through these. Look at the time. Although having knowing what we've been playing this week. It's probably not that much of a worry of overrunning. Commando Jack is also out this week. This is published by a small outfit from the north of England called Trilingo. Commando Jack, I've played this at a preview event. It's a first-person shooter/tower defense hybrid. So you pop down the towers, you do the corridors of doom, and when certain enemies approach, you leap into the first-person perspective of Mr. Commando Jack. And shoot them with your machine gun. So yes, I think this sort of genre was started by Sanctum, wasn't it, on the PC? Or did it go back earlier than that?
That's when I first sort of started hearing about it. It might have happened a little bit before that, but that popularized it, definitely.
I heard apparently that the third person cover-based shooters started with Winback.
That's not true.
I know. I don't think that's true either. It's Killswitch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Killswitch.
Yeah. Well, Wikipedia's got Winback as the first. I was sort of sitting there thinking, I think...
Well, you can't trust Wikipedia.
Well, Winback's a...
Well, you cut out.
Winback is a clone of Metal Gear.
Yeah, I know. And then they started saying Metal Gear Solid's a third-person cover game. And I went, no, it isn't. Get out.
Get out, Wikipedia.
This game has an interesting view on London, if you've...
The developers are English.
Are they? Have they ever been?
I met them in London.
Really? Do they have eyes? It's just,
yeah. Well, to be fair, France, Paris is very stylized as well. So yes, Action Tower Defense, as it's now being called.
It's got Big Ben in that opening shot. It just looks awful. Sorry, that bothers me. And also, the map... has UK is like an island of America essentially there. It's annoying me.
So other than I played it, it seems quite fun. I didn't mind it. I don't like Tower Defense too much, but it seems alright.
Yeah.
I see what you mean about the map. Yeah, they put us closer to Canada than they have to the Europe. Yeah. It's a bit odd. Anyway, so that is out now. I'd imagine it's 69p. Is it? Yes, 69p, 99 cents. Carrot Watch is also out this week. I'd like to draw my panelists' attention to the screenshots below the text. And I want to, before you read the description, try and guess what kind of animal that creature is that is displayed.
Well, and I was looking at it initially, I thought a squirrel, but it... I'm guessing Carrot Watch would suggest it isn't a squirrel.
Is that a
fox?
A dragon fox?
It's a dragon fox. Well, it's actually meant to be just a normal fox.
There you go.
That is not a fox, though. I mean, that looks like me drawing a fox.
It looks nothing like the rabbit in the bottom left, which is strange, isn't it? You think they'd have the same look?
Yeah, I know. It looks like it's from the wrong game, that rabbit. It's just sort of sat there in the corner going, am I supposed to be here?
What's happened is they've gone on Google Images and just picked up the first image that was there and just dropped it in.
Bet you there's an original soundtrack. So yes, this is from Bulky Picks, published by. I've thrown in an Animals of Farthing Wood reference in my new releases roundup. yeah.
Plus that's worth points. That's worth visiting the site for itself.
Yes, exactly. So yes, you've got to protect yourself against foxes, and I don't know, really, it doesn't look that good. I mean, like, the foxes literally don't look anything like foxes. I've seen a fox.
That should be on the description as well. The foxes look nothing like foxes. Yeah. Feature.
We've never seen foxes before. Also, when you have a look at their sort of stylized anthropomorphic rabbits on the, if you go to the App Store entry, again, I'm not sure they've seen rabbits.
Well, the guys above them haven't been to London. Well, haven't seen London, so it's running theme.
I mean, it's interesting that they haven't used eyelashes to determine the female rabbit, though. Here, that's a break from the norm when it comes to anthropomorphic artistry. anyway, so yes, it, I don't know. It looks a bit naff. 69p 99 cents. Funny Wood is my. Yeah, I know.
I knew it.
Like a night with Will.
That's silent. That's shock silence. Funny Wood, which Keith should know all about, is also out this week. This is from Chillingo, and it is a children's game. There is nothing wrong with children enjoying some
funny fun. Words.
Okay. Anyway, it's a hidden object game, really, but it's sort of designed for kids.
That's a hidden object.
And to quote my midweek releases, there's nothing funny about hidden object games.
No.
Nothing. Except some of G5's plot lines, which are hilarious. G5, but the...
There will not been a G5 game this week.
They are releasing games.
We're just not covering them anymore.
They've not stopped releasing games. It's just they don't normally get into the roundups now. Basically a variation on a ghost. You could basically write Ghost Pirate, Aztec, Mayan, I don't know, Explorer, and then just cross it out and then replace it with like hidden object, hidden object, hidden object, hidden object, time management. Because there's more of a chance of being an object. And that's it. And you can just make up a plot.
With G5, they do the awesome build a lot, don't they? So.
No, that's Glue.
Was that not them?
No, it wasn't them.
I'll take it back. Glue? I was going to let them off.
Build a lot? That's a superb time management game.
That's amazing.
Superb. It's superb. What's funny is if we said that to any of the other people in games journalism in the industry, everyone will just look at us blankly. It's, you know, this is real hardcore gaming. Building lots.
I was listening, and I won't mention the name, obviously, but I was listening to a podcast of a multi-platform website the other day, and they started talking about like freemium and iOS and stuff like that, and it was like they were speaking a different language. They had, it was like, and of course there are these games, and you don't pay for them. It's like, wow, like, and some of these games you get things called, you get stuff called energy, and you run out of it. Like, just absolute.
Before we overrun, because we are starting to overrun now, final releases are Trains Driver.
Ah, oh, so good. I really want this.
And Farming Simulator 2012.
Played it on the 3DS.
Did it get it's cropped up now on iOS.
Oh, come on. You're better than that.
Okay, another one.
I can't think of one.
This.
You. Yeah.
Not
sorry.
A Starfield for comedy. Sorry. Let's bow on.
Oh no! No. I can't do that one. I stopped myself.
So.
Don't. You can move on.
All right. Oh, damn, I missed your so one. Oh,
thanks.
Anyway, let's...
No,
I'm not going to do anything. Let's see what's in the... What we've... No, I mean, like, I could talk about quickly about Song Pop, because we were playing that a few weeks ago.
Oh, God. Have we not spoken about that? Did I not? I'm sure I brought it up.
Did you?
I think I meant to. Maybe I didn't get around to it.
Sure, maybe this will be a repeat then. But yeah, no, I mean, there should be a review up that's coming up. That's not written by us two, but we, yeah. It's all right. It's fine. It's identify the music with friends. Although that's it's fine. It's a Facebook, iPhone, LinkedIn game. Not with LinkedIn. That's
that would be very good.
That'd be amazing. You can see all those, you know, those business photos of everyone in a suit against a white background trying to look all serious. Executive director of marketing and PR, and then they got Song Pop. I've identified David Bowie on Song Pop. By the way, if you are a David Bowie fan, you will steamroll it, because he's in pretty much every genre.
Yeah.
If you know David Bowie like I do, then you can get his songs in like under a second and annoy Keith.
You know what? The weird thing, well, it's not weird actually. It's better on Facebook, I find.
Yeah, it is better on Facebook. The iPhone one's lacking really obvious functions, like being able to choose to buy a song pack without having to wait for an advert to pop up.
It's just the whole thing. It's just that the structure of it is really odd. We were talking about this yesterday, email, and the fact that it tells you what your opponent has gone for as it happens.
There is there's a second delay on when it displays your answer, because you'll always lose if you wait for the opponent.
Yeah, no. If you're behind each time, you'll lose, obviously. But I mean, you can be behind on those three, and then just get lucky on the fourth one, and just know that one quicker, and you'll win. And you could have had no idea what those first three ones were. And the other thing that annoys me is the kind of, it's completely dominated by a multiplier, so it wants you to string together right answers. But that, you know, it means that you, if you happen to get the middle one wrong, you will lose, even if the other person gets, you know, the same amount of answers right. But just
Then
there's no skill to getting songs right in a row. The order they come is completely random, so it doesn't really make any sense. It's essentially you want to get all four right, obviously. But I think it's a well done, and it's obviously addictive, and it's just a simple, you know, they haven't dressed up too much, so it's very easy to get into. When people start bugging on Facebook, you find yourself suddenly in about 20 different matches. But it could be so much better, I think, actually.
Yeah.
Someone could do this a lot better.
It's a game where... I mean, it's like that other song game we played. Like, the potential's there.
That was far better.
Potential's there, but it needs... unfortunately, it probably needs someone who's a little bit slicker.
Needs a singer to do it, really, doesn't it?
What?
Needs Zynga to come along and do it.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that, and I realised that would probably sound really bad. But yeah, it needs someone like Zynga to go along and...
Well, it does. I mean...
Nick the idea and make it very slick. I mean, yeah. Like Cap, although they don't do that sort of game. But like, they're sort of kings of taking other people's sort of base ideas and then making them slick and cool.
Yeah.
But, like, Zynga do it.
It's bizarre there aren't more of these, actually. Or at least I don't know of many more of these literal...
There are loads of them. They're just like, yeah. There's not many of them rise to the top. Because, I mean, loads of them are made by quite small developers, and they who don't have much of an idea of UI design or, you know... I mean, not in terms of the music thing, because that's a bit harder, because they need to get the license, unless you know, that game we played before, where you play just Eurovision Song Contest winners instead of the actual tune.
We still got them, because still it's quite easy.
It's so easy and badly designed in that sense. But yeah, so, I mean, there's loads of them out there. I mean, if you do a sort of general search on Facebook apps, you'll find loads. And on
strange that this one has kind of risen to the top. Then it's kind of...
Well, it's easy to use. It's nice to present. Also, the Facebook version is really good. It's just they kind of screwed up the mobile version. And I mean, their scoring system, you're right. The scoring system is broken. But, I mean, it's the only one with licensed soundtrack that I... seen for a while, so it's like, you know, it's professional in that regard. I just think the scoring is a bit crap.
Yeah, and some of the mixes aren't right either. Getting quite anal.
That is a little bit.
I mean, to be honest, sometimes when you've got a split second, you're listening for any sound you recognise, and sometimes when they've gone for some weird mix, maybe it's a licensing issue, they've got it off some album where it isn't actually the mix everyone knows. It throws you when you think, well, it wasn't
it's
that.
It's quite rare, though. I don't know.
It seems to happen in the 90s category a lot, actually. Some random Britney tracks, which just aren't the single mix. It's weird. But, yeah.
90s alternative was fine.
Oh, I can't stand that. I just, one person just literally every time was 60s each time, I'm thinking, because he's old. I kept getting the, I don't want to play this anymore, because all you're doing is doing the 60s every single
it's
time.
It's not 60s, it was classic rock.
No, listen, no, not you. There's another guy which has got 60s. Classic rock's another one.
To be fair, I just always pick classic rock against you because I know you had no idea.
No idea, no interest, no inclination. Other than the fact it's very easy to click on your mouse.
In fairness, though, you did keep picking 80s.
Well, yeah, because that's real music.
Then love songs, and then...
Love songs is good.
Pop songs from the 90s. So
that's when it all happened. You kept going for rap.
I know, I went for modern rap because I knew, even though I didn't know any rap, I knew I'd probably know a little bit more than you. And so it proved to be true. I think you used to...
I won one.
One on the modern rap.
One on the modern rap.
Damn it.
I lost the rest.
Did. That's true, yeah.
And even that is just guess... I don't know. It's modern music these days. I think we're probably overrunning now. But...
Peter, have you been spending most your life living in a podcast paradise?
Well, that's yes.
Then
I have.
About what happened when you were in that paradise?
I listened to all of the audio and it was all very good and there were no ums and ahs and...
But what did you play? What did you play when you were submerged?
Well, I've been playing, I'm glad you asked, I've been playing Beat Hazard Ultra.
Beat Hazard Ultra.
Which is, it's a music game as well, so good topic to be on.
Music game.
And basically, it's a twin stick or single stick, if you want, shooter. You fly about a little screen, a little confined area, and you shoot at enemies that fly in towards you. And I was playing it, and I just thought, wow, this is quite nice. This is quite fun. And the fact that it's kind of built, you know, it's playing your music in the background is excellent. You basically choose a track after it's gone through your entire library, and then you play for the duration of that song. And there's lots of little bosses and lots of there's lots of other different craft, and it's very well put together, and the visualization effects are really cool. And then I realized that the game is making the levels based on your soundtrack, and I didn't know this going in, and I had a really powerful experience on iOS this week, like really powerful. I actually felt emotionally invested in an iOS game, and that's actually not really happened to me before. Not an emotion that isn't, you know, come on, I want to win, or oh, this is rubbish. So I put on Ashes in the Fall by Rage Against the Machine.
Good song.
And it's a very good song. And as the music is going through, there's about a bit about two-thirds of the way through, and I was sort of playing along, and it was fantastic. And by this point, I had realized that the soundtrack was making the waves. And everything sort of started to get really, really calm, and very few ships were coming in. And there's a verse where Zach De La Roca says, "Ain't it funny how the factory doors close around the time that the school doors close, around the time that the doors of the jail cells?"
Yeah.
And then he goes into this big bit where he says, open up to greet you like the Reaper." And it's this song about like oppression and destruction.
School doors opening.
Yeah, schools and
prisons Reapers. Opening.
Farms.
I took away quite a positive message. Everyone was opening up. And I
exactly.
That was good.
But as this was happening, I was actually firing volley after volley at this boss, which I just encountered. And just as the final greet you like the Reaper, and as soon as Zach said that, it exploded into this amazing neon flash. And I just thought, oh wow, that's amazing. And I thought, oh well, nothing's going to top that. And then I played a track. Called I forget the name of the track, but it's by Pendulum, and basically there's a moment where Rob Swire says he's basically talking about how a situation is completely pointless, and just as it hit its stride, this track, I get completely rushed by loads and loads of enemies, and I just felt like the game was completely mirroring the music, and there was this beautiful synchronization of the two art forms that came together and produced this really wonderful moment where I was just looking at this tiny little screen, you know, sitting and playing on my couch, and I actually felt super invested in it, and it's just amazing. It's really sort of reinvigorated my sort of enthusiasm for iOS as a platform that can actually do things other than, you know, just simple titles, and it can actually convey emotion. I really do feel that, you know, it's definitely a platform that still has the potential to, if it wants to, move the form forward in some interesting ways. It's brilliant. Go and play it. It's amazing.
Wow. And on that, a sporting recommendation from Team GB's Peter Willington. Will, I'd like to say thank you very much to Keith Andrew and the Aquatic Centre. How has the swimming event gone?
It's been very wet.
I can imagine. How did it feel, though, to take away that water and hold it in your hand?
It felt quite wet, actually. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Keith. Peter Wellington, silver medalist, of course, in the 1996 Games. how has the Velodrome been? I hear it has grown in size since we last came over to you.
It absolutely has. Thor has decided that the games have been... so fantastic that he's just decided to make things even bigger and even better for the cyclists.
That's the Norwegian star cyclist, isn't it?
Thor, that's correct.
Thor Hortsegrand.
That's right. He's not riding a bicycle, Will. It's one of the four horses of the apocalypse that's going sideways up round the velodrome. But it's an interesting tactic, and it really just has been a wonderful day of sport.
I've just seen that he's created his own ditch, like a channel, made from the bones of victims of the horse of war. Not sure if that's in the rule book.
It's a left field tactic, Will.
Everyone seems to be fleeing the stadium anyway. So thanks very much. You've been listening live to the 24-25 hour, 8 days a week broadcast of the Nibelibikets games. We hope you've enjoyed this. We'll be back after the break with more sport. It's more sport than you could ever imagine. Even sport which hasn't been invented yet is being broadcast now live. There are golds. There's goodbye. Sport. Bring me more sport.